l-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
Rapport ġdejt sab li waqt li jizazaf Melbourne li ġejjin minn sfond multikulturali u ma sikwit il-mira ta' abbuż razzjali matul il-pandemija mhumiex jiftħu qalbhom dwar dan. Infatti 6% minn dawk li tkellmu fl-istħarriġ ta' dan ir-rapport għażlu li ma jirrapportawx l-esperjenza razzista tagħhom waqt li iktar minn nofshom iddeċedew li jinjorawha għal kollox. Nieħdu l-eżempju tal-istudenta internazzjonali Ħaxwina Vimalarajan li tgħix f'Melbourne u li matul il-pandemija iffaċċjat bosta sfidi. Waħda minn dawn hija r-razziżmu. Hija mwielda l-Indja trabbiet fil-Vant Nofsani u Melbourne saret dara. Hija xjentista ambjentali u tgħid li l-pandemija ġellita tbiddel l-imġiba tagħha biex naqqas ir-riskju li tesperjenza r-razziżmu. Titkellem Vimalarajan.
Just before stage 4 lockdown, I was in a tram. I think when I got off the tram, the person just kind of screamed at me and asked me to give them space and not be in their face, which was weird because there was complete and total distance between us and I was headed in a different direction and they were headed in a different direction. It took me a while to kind of just process that as well. And this made me even more hypervigilant in public because as a woman I am quite vigilant whenever I step out and I am conscious of my surroundings, but more and more now I do get very scared to sneeze or cough in fear that they might rebuke with a racist remark or blame me for something and that's basically what's happened because of all of this.
Din l-esperjenza hija waħda minn bosta li nġabru f'rapport ġdid dwar il-probabilità kbira tar-razziżmu li bosta żgħażagħ f'Melbourne qegħdin jiffaċċjaw għax huma minn sfond multikulturali. Tal-inqas inċident wieħed ta' razziżmu dirett kien rapportat minn 85% ta' immigranti żgħażagħ u 32% rrapportaw iktar minn 6 inċidenti ta' razziżmu. Iċ-ċentru għaż-żgħażagħ multikulturali f'Melbourne huwa korp li ma jagħmilx profitt u għamel dan l-istħarriġ fuq 376 żagħżugħ u żagħżugħa li għandhom bejn 16 u 25 sena. Dan sar f'Ġunju matul it-tielet stadju tal-lockdown f'Melbourne. Il-ko-awtur tar-rapport Naomi Priest mill-Università Nazzjonali Awstraljana tgħid li r-rapport sab li ċerti immigranti huma f'riskju ikbar minn oħrajn li jkunu vittmi ta' razziżmu. Tispjega Priest.
Really profound levels of racism being reported by the young people in this survey, particularly those from first generation backgrounds, so born overseas and who then migrated to Australia, and for women, for those who are female. And that was both direct experiences where young people themselves are the targets of racism, but also witnessing racism, whether it's online or over social media, in the media, very, very high levels. And also quite high levels of what we call hypervigilance. So that's young people saying that they were changing their behaviour before they went outside to minimise their risk of actually experiencing racism.
Ir-rapport sab li minkejja l-prevalenza kbira ta' razziżmu li għaddu minna żgħażagħ barranin f'Melbourne, hemm nuqqas kbir ta' xewqa li wieħed jitkellem dwara. Inqas minn persuna fit-tlieta li jipparteċipaw fl-istħarriġ tkellmu maħbieb jew mal-familja tagħhom. 50% injoraw l-esperjenza għal kollox, 6% biss iddeċedew li jirrapportaw l-inċident. Ix-xjentista u studenta Ħaxwina Vimalarajan tgħid li hija għażlet li ma tirrapportax l-episodji ta' razziżmu li għaddiet minnhom minħabba li tibża s-sigurtà personali tagħha u minħabba li ma tafx eżatt kif tista' tirrapporta dan. Hija tgħid li issa ddeċidiet li tiftaħ qalba wara li tkellmet ma' ħbieb tagħha li wkoll għaddew minn esperjenzi simili ta' razziżmu.
For far too long I've been very quiet. I think growing up I've experienced different types of racism from people within my own community, my own society and being a woman of color, but always kind of automatically silence myself to fit into spaces at this time where the discussion and the opportunity is given to have our voices heard. It's finally time that I speak up and bring at least my story to the forefront, if that helps people or if people can empathize with it or relate to it anyways, I hope other people are encouraged to come forward with their stories.
Tim Losurdo huwa l-fundatur tal-grupp Democracy in Color li beda sentejn ilu biex jimmaniġġja ir-razziżmu fil-komunità tiegħu. Losurdo huwa ta' dixxendenza Ċiniża u Taljana u mwieled fi Brisbane. Jgħid li qatt ma stenna li se jsib ruħu f'Melbourne fost il-pandemija u jiffaċċja żieda fir-razziżmu fost l-immigranti. Jitkellem Losurdo.
You know, it ranges from very subtle things like people, you just know that people are keeping their distance, they're staying away from you, they might be staring at you for a bit longer. I've had a couple of people throw out some racial slurs directed towards me and, you know, the classic things like go back to where you came from or this is, you know, not your country when I was born in Brisbane and have lived in Australia my entire life.
L-Osurdo jgħid li jiżida fir-razziżmu għan ilitu biex jorganizza taqsimiet regolari f'serje bilan li għajn persuni li huma xhieda ta' inċidenti ta' razziżmu jifmu x'għażlit għandhom meta jaraw dan l-abbuż. F'waħda minn dawn it-taqsimiet huwa eduka l-persuni immigranti dwar kif għandhom jirreaġixxu tajjeb għall-inċidenti ta' razziżmu.
There are multiple ways. And often they're not what we expect, and they can be just as useful. Like, for example, trying to distract from the situation of, you know, racial discrimination by asking questions to the person who's been harassed, or a delay tactic where after the racial, you know, abuse has happened, you're checking in with the person and you're asking how they're going. Is there anything I can do to support? Or a documentation tactic where you're documenting and, you know, you're recording the instance of racial abuse.
Ħaxwina vi mal-arġan tajt li tixtieq li jkun hemm iktar riżorsi u informazzjoni provduta lill-istudenti internazzjonali mal-wasla tagħhom hawn fl-Awstralja, tispjega.
Anti-racism training for universities to adapt. And that's the first place I would say is because as a former international student myself, coming into this country, I was prepared to face a variety of situations. And Victoria really prides itself on its multiculturalness, but how does that translate into workplace institutions and educational institutions? We as international students are really not taught much about First Nations justice or Indigenous history. That's something that I've had to educate by myself.
Dr. Priest, il-ko-awtur tal-rapport, appellata għal-mekkanizmu tal-rapportaċ iktar f'saħħtu biex jiffaċilita r-rapportaċ tal-razziżmu mill-vittmi. Tissapportja wkoll appelli għal-strateġija nazzjonali kontra r-razziżmu.
A key part of that is co-designing with young people, with communities, solutions to racism. But also we do need to have ongoing data. We know that what gets measured is what counts and continues to call systems and governments and different sectors to account. So I think we do need to be collecting data, but we also need to be co-designing solutions. We don't also just want to collect data. We want to be having policies and practices that really fund anti-racism programs in schools, within healthcare settings. How do we actually talk about race and racism? And building our racial literacy and our racism literacy.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.